The 13-member council is chaired by veteran journalist Henry Muradzikwa, and some of the councillors are Zimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation Chief Executive Officer Hepson Muchechetere, Zimbabwe Newspapers Group Chief Executive Officer Justin Mutasa, the worker editor Ben Madzimure, Sister Veronica Dingi of the Roman Catholic Church, Madeline Dube, and representatives of various interest groups. Andy Moyes of the Media Monitoring Project of Zimbabwe described the Media Council launch as a circus.
If it was actually to maintain professional standards in the media, how can you possibly have the CEO of ZBC and the CEO of Zim Papers as members on the council judging other people's work and their own as well? This makes it a complete laughing stock.
He said the selection was not clear. Pat Sairuanya, a PhD candidate at Westminster University in London, told Studio 7 he doubts the council would be used to enhance professionalism.
It is not autonomous. It is representing the agenda, the interests of the government of the day. Therefore, given the history of the relationship between the media and the politicians in this country, this body will be used to silence, to muzzle, to censor, and therefore to impinge the working of the press or the operations of the press, mainly targeting the independent or private media.
He said even the Voluntary Media Council of Zimbabwe is toothless as it has no mechanisms to enforce ethics. But ZMC Chairman Godfrey Majonga defended the council, saying a lax disciplinary regime means a lax regulation and a lax attitude towards professional ethics.
The aim is not to limit boundaries of free speech, but to exercise the same within the confines of generally agreed ethical principles as called for by the profession.
He said the council is expected to develop a code of conduct and ethics governing the rules of conduct to be observed by journalists and mass media services. It will also come up with penalties to impose on journalists or media houses for breaching the code. Majonga explains that some of the penalties include cautioning journalists and media houses or ordering them to pay fines.
The powers of the Media Council, as provided by the Act, include the following: cautioning the journalist, ordering him or her to pay a monetary penalty of a prescribed amount, suspending for a specified period not exceeding 3 months the accreditation of that journalist, imposing such conditions as it deems fit, subject to which he or she shall be allowed to practice, deleting his or her name from the roll of journalists.
Media Council Chairman Muradzikwa said councillors will be fair and will try to end the division between the private and the public media.
This is why I say we seek the opportunity to sit around the table, call a ceasefire in the unnecessary war between the state and private media. And let's get on with the job of extending the frontiers of freedom.
The independent media is not represented in the Media Council, and ZMC say they were invited but declined to join as they are in the Voluntary Media Council of Zimbabwe, or VMCZ, where the public media is not represented as well. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.